One of my favorite parts of the gospel is when the women go into the tomb and see the cloths lying there and the body of Jesus missing and the good news of the angels. And it says, and they were amazed. And the first thing the angel says is, do not be amazed. I just love that. It's like, what? Like, this is the greatest thing in human history. And they're coming to see this. Their eyes are being opened. They're in total shock and awe and beginning to have joy. And they're amazed. And the angel's like, I mean, come on. Don't be amazed. Like, what is with that? It's so beautiful. I preach about that all the time at funerals when we use Mark's gospel. And that is how the gospel ends there. Similar thing happens in the first reading here from Acts chapter 3. Peter and John we have just healed this crippled man by the beautiful gate, Solomon's portico. Now he's walking around with them all through the temple area. This is right after Pentecost. And Peter says to all the people, you children of Israel, why are you amazed at this? It's the same thing. He's kind of caught the bug. Like, why are you people amazed at this, right? Why does this keep on happening? Well, you know, we're amazed at things that go beyond our expectations or are the opposite of what we expect, right? So if you invite someone to dinner at your house and they come at, you know, you say, come to my house at 5:30, and they come like right around 5:30, and they ring the doorbell, you open up and you're like, oh, you actually came tonight. Well, of course you invited me, like, you know, no one's amazed at that. Or, you know, a good student, all through school, K through 12, gets pretty good grades, plays sports, and then at the graduation day, you see this new graduate from high school, and you're like, gosh, I'm just amazed you made it through. Like, no, you aren't. You've been expecting that. All the signs have been there. Or for a little bit more serious example, like, you know, take someone's 50th wedding anniversary party, and people are showing up and talking, and the husband and wife being honored are just so thankful that, you know, God's blessed them in their marriage, and they've been together, and they've kept their vows, and someone comes up to them and is like, man, I can't believe you've been faithful all these years, gosh, you know, it's like, that's what we hope and expect and want, right? Like, we're not amazed at that, so what's different about salvation history is that we've gotten used to, in our fallen state, we've gotten used to broken promises. We've gotten used to things breaking down and decaying and getting worse and worse. We've gotten used to despair. We've kind of made that our operating assumption. But God, all throughout salvation history, has promised that he would not abandon his people, that he would come to us and save us and send us as Christ. And so when Jesus is risen from the dead, and when the disciples of Jesus are letting the resurrection power of Christ be expressed by healing people, real people in the world that others know, do not be amazed is basically like, well, God said he would do this. God is faithful. God is powerful. God the whole time has been telling you he's been waiting for this day. In fact, Jesus said, they're going to crucify me. They're going to put me on the cross. I'm going to suffer. But on the third day, I'll be raised. And they were like, what does that mean? What, you know, they couldn't figure it out. You know, they had not realized that God could do the impossible. And this is how he would save them. So do not be amazed is like, don't you realize this is who God said he is. This is who he is. He is faithful love. He is powerful resurrection. He is the joy of the saints. Don't you realize that? Don't be amazed. That's who he is. It's true. It's real. You can count on that. You can count on his faithful love. And that's why they keep on saying, don't be amazed. It's really the renewal of our minds to be brought from a place of assuming the worst, of assuming despair, of assuming that God's not faithful. I've got to rely on myself, to having a converted mind in Christ. Oh yeah, you're always with me. Your love is always there. You're going to do things I can't even dream of right now. You're going to raise me from the dead. You're going to use me to heal other people. This is the transformation of the mind in Christ that we have. And this is why we can tell other people as well, oh, don't be amazed. This is just God being who he said he is.